It's Saturday, August 22nd. I'm Gloria Moraga. What do you say when someone praises you? This is one-on-one. Communication is so critical in your professional and personal life. Knowing what to say when someone compliments you about your work or your looks or one of your accomplishments is essential.
This is Gloria Moraga's One-on-One, a show designed to improve face-to-face communication in the digital age.
When I was a young television reporter working in Fresno, California, I worked with a man who was a well-known radio reporter. His name was John Wallace. He later became an anchorman, and he was quite impressive, very handsome. Brilliant. Really smart. He moved from radio to television. First, he anchored a sportscast. Then he became the main anchorman. He was also a real reporter, and he demanded excellence from young reporters like me. When you screwed up a live shot or a story, he let you know it. And I was always a little in awe of him. And yes, afraid of him. One evening, I got back to the television station really late from a live shot, and he was sitting at his desk. The newsroom was empty, and he said, "Great story, great live shot." I didn't know what to say. I mumbled something stupid like, "Oh, really?" And it came out sounding sarcastic. Now, that happens to me a lot because I mask my insecurities with bravado, and sometimes it sounds sarcastic. At that point, I grabbed some stuff off my desk, and I almost ran out of the newsroom. A couple of weeks later, it happened again. I did a live shot at noon, and I really nailed this story. When John Wallace, the anchorman, came to work at 2:30 to begin his swing shift, he said, "Glo, you knocked that story out of the candlestick." Candlestick was the San Francisco Giants baseball stadium at the time. I said, candlestick. Honestly, I was just tongue-tied. He was this man that I listened to on KYNO radio when I was a teenager. And here he was giving me compliments. I'm thinking to myself, I'm not that good, am I? And this anchor god is just being kind. He must feel sorry for me. Now, my desk was next to his. And he says at that point, "Glo." And I say, "Yes." And he says, "You really don't know how to take a compliment, do you?" I said, "Yes, I do." Then John Wallace says, "I've given you 2 compliments about your work, and then you are sarcastic and kind of rude." "I'm not rude," I said rudely. He said, "I don't throw compliments about reporting around lightly. I'm giving you professional praise. You're really becoming a good reporter." I didn't say anything. I was happy. I was a little embarrassed and I was nervous. Then he said, "Now you say, 'Thank you, John. I really appreciate the compliment. I'm glad you noticed.'" I looked at him and I said, "Thank you, Mr. Wallace. I'm delighted that you noticed my reporting. It's great hearing this from you." He was satisfied. He let it go at that. I always remember that. It's etched in my brain. I've spent so much of my young career and my later career defending my reporting decisions. I was always on the defensive. I always had my guard up because I was sure I was going to be attacked. When I was young, I had to prove myself. When I first began reporting in Washington, D.C., my bureau chief criticized me heavily, and then he sent me to New York to see a talent coach. It was a disaster. She always insulted me and made me cry. I never cried in front of her, but I would cry on the train all the way home. When I was older, I worked with young producers who didn't like or understand political reporting or journalism. They would think, "Why run a story on the resignation of insurance commissioner Chuck Quackenbush when there are car wrecks and house fires to cover?" Now, the Quackenbush story was a big one. It started and it went on for weeks. The Los Angeles Times reported that Quackenbush allegedly collected political contributions from insurance companies and that he had transferred $100,000 of these contributions to his wife's campaign accounts. It was a really big story. After months and months of me and other reporters covering this story, Quackenbush resigned. Now, the day he resigned as insurance commissioner of California, I did one 5 p.m. live shot. and then I went home. All the other television stations had reporters on the state capitol lawn doing live shots at 6 and 10 and 11. As I was packing up, one of the other reporters said to me, "Where are you going?" And I said, "Home. The producers don't want this story on the later newscasts." I was humiliated. I put up this kind of armor, and when people compliment me, I don't really believe it's a compliment. I'm waiting for them to give me some sort of an insult after the compliment. So yes, John Wallace was right. I don't know how to take a compliment, and sometimes I still don't. And that is not a good thing. It's not good communications. Someone is opening up. They're opening up to you to say something positive. And everybody needs to respond back in a way that's not insulting. I'm sharing this story because here's how you respond when somebody compliments you. 1, say thank you. That makes my day. It's great to hear that. 2, I really put a lot of thought into this. Thank you for noticing. 3, thank you. I really appreciate your taking the time to express that. 4, thank you. I'm happy to hear you feel that way. 5, it is great to hear you feel that way. I'll admit, I pulled those responses from the internet. Here's what I now try to say. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Thanks for noticing. And it was a team effort, but it's so fantastic to hear that, and I'm going to pass it along. Honestly, if you're like me, it takes practice to respond appropriately to praise or a great compliment. Once when I worked at the university, the president of the university, Dr. Alexander Gonzalez, said, "You look beautiful today. That's a great color on you." And I, again, like so many years ago, had a flashback to John Wallace, and I was silent for a moment. The president repeated himself, and he said, "Did you hear me, Gloria?" Finally, I said, "Thank you, President Gonzalez. Thanks so much. I knew I was going to see you today, so I wore this jacket." He laughed. He rarely said something personally kind to me, maybe because he knew I was going to be flustered and unsure of myself. I don't know why. He's a tough man. So from me to you, just say thank you. Be honest, direct, sincere. Don't be sarcastic like I was and still am. Practice so you'll be ready. And while you're at it, practice giving someone you admire, someone you like, a compliment. I guarantee you it will make their day. I'm Gloria Moraga, one-on-one. Please talk to each other. Put down the cell phones and talk. And please subscribe and share my podcast with everyone. Be safe.
Thank you.